This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it's that time of week to invite you to another edition of Cinema Chat. My co-host typically is Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters, but he's away this week. But never fear. Nick Alderink is here. Nick is a digital media specialist at the Michigan Theater and serves as the fill-in for Russ when he's away. And thank you so much for coming in today. I do appreciate it.
It is always a pleasure to be here, David.
I want to ask you, now, there are a lot of fans of old movies, and they are increasingly difficult to find, whether it's on your basic cable service or the specialty movie channels. Nonetheless, there are services that have been dedicated, apparently, to these movies. I was unaware of them, but not only did I not know they existed, now they may be going away.
Yeah, that's right. The streaming service Filmstruck, it was created by TCM, Turner Classic Movies, and the Criterion Channel. The Criterion Collection, and they have this streaming service called Filmstruck, and on November 29th, it's getting shut down, and there's a lot of
films. Is it simply budget?
There is a merger between Time Warner and AT&T, and I think in their long-term plan, they just decided that it wasn't important to them.
Now, having not been aware, I don't feel a sense of loss because I didn't know existed and that it was available to me. But do you have a sense of what we lose when these services go away and we have increasingly less access to these older and historical films?
Yeah, we lose a sense of what's important to our culture right now because there are many streaming services, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. But there are movies on Filmstruck that you can only find on Filmstruck, some very classic films from, you know, classic works of John Huston to Akira Kurosawa, very, very important films that are to art house cinema that you can only find on this service.
Well, now that I know it existed, I'm kind of sad that it's going away
and I never
got to experience
it. And it's not going without a fight. There's a petition to save it right now that you can find online. And the likes of Leonardo DiCaprio, Christopher Nolan, Edgar Wright, Ryan Johnson, they've all signed a letter trying to save Filmstruck right now. So who knows if these are just futile attempts, but there are many, many who it is important to and who are fighting to save it right now.
Is this foreshadowing potentially the shutdown of the classic movie channel on cable?
I don't believe so.
Stick around?
Yeah, I believe that will most likely stick around. Yeah.
Well, there. We found some good news in the early portion of the morning. Listen, while we are searching for ways to maintain our access to these older films, it is without question another golden era of filmmaking that we have entered, and brand new films are coming out all the time. So many it's hard to keep up with, but there are some spectacular films opening up this weekend that will be available to you. Tell me about Wildlife.
Wildlife is a very great film. This is actually a film I saw at Sundance last January. It was my favorite film that I saw at Sundance. It stars Carey Mulligan and Jake Gyllenhaal. And it is about this 1960s nuclear family, and the father, Jerry, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, he loses his job and his sense of purpose, and he leaves his family to go fight this raging wildfire.
Well, that's timely.
Yeah, exactly. And as a result, Carrie Mulligan, who plays the mother of their 14-year-old kid, she's left to take care of the family herself. And she earns. It's very empowering, but it's also a very sad film because she wants to be empowered and she wants to live her own life. But the times of the 1960s, the nuclear family,
totally
like I
different.
Said, is very different. It is a major struggle for her character,
and she gives
one of the best performances I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Carey Mulligan give. Yeah, it is a fantastic, fantastic movie.
Well, it sounds like there's some heartbreak in there, but inspiration as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're
certainly worth checking out. The Green Book, or Green Book as it's called.
Yeah. That stars Viggo Mortensen and the Academy Award winner Mahershala Ali. And that is about Mahershala Ali plays this African American pianist, and he's going on tour in the Deep South. And Viggo Mortensen plays his driver, and he's a bouncer from the Bronx, and someone that can protect him as they go into the Deep South.
But it's a totally unlikely friendship.
But it's a very unlikely
attitudinal and culture clash.
They're definitely an odd couple. Yeah.
Right. I've seen trailers for that, and it looks absolutely absolutely fascinating.
Yes, yes.
Boy Erased is something that has been talked about in the weeks leading up to its open now, and it seems as though no matter where it plays, it's getting amazing write-ups.
Yes, yes, absolutely. This stars Lucas Hedges. He was in Manchester by the Sea, if you remember that film. Mm-hmm. He's the Young Academy Award nominee for that. And he plays a 19-year-old boy who is outed by his parents as being gay. And he's forced to be sent to a gay conversion therapy camp. And his parents are played by Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe. So a fantastic cast. I'm sure all the performances are great.
And once again, touching upon one of those social subjects that we are contending with almost on a daily, weekly basis in our community. Mm-hmm. And again, there's heartbreak in there, but I'm going to guess that in the end there's some inspiration and comfort.
Definitely.
There, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good. You're listening to Cinema Chats on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Nick Alderink, a digital media specialist at the Michigan Theater, filling in for Russ Collins this week. Now, Tom Hanks is going to be a part of the Thanksgiving celebrations in the Ann Arbor area, isn't he? How so?
Yes. We are having a two-day film series called T-Hanksgiving. This is celebrating, he's called America's Dad, Tom Hanks.
I am so sorry I missed the brainstorming session for that.
This is a joke that's been percolating in the office for about a year now, and we're so excited to actually put it on the screen. We're on. There are two screenings on Wednesday, November 21st, The Burbs and Big.
Which, The Burbs, I thought was underrated.
Burbs is definitely underrated.
I mean, it's not going to go down as a classic. It was a really entertaining movie.
It has a great cast. Bruce Dern and Carrie Fisher are his co-stars in that film. And then Big is, I think, one of the quintessential Tom Hanks comedies.
Sure.
That is the one where he's a 12-year-old boy who wishes he was older, and he becomes a 30-year-old Tom Hanks.
Loved that movie. And Splash, that was one of my favorite Tom Hanks movies, too.
Yeah, and that's that stars him with Daryl Hannah, and he falls in love with a mermaid, played by Daryl Hannah, a mermaid who saved him as he was a boy. And they meet up later in life, and that's a Ron Howard film.
And Sleepless in Seattle is straight from the heart of his romantic comedy period.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Tom Hanks plays a recently widowed father who his son tries to get him to come out of his shell a little bit. And he goes onto a radio talk show to do so. And Meg Ryan hears it all the way across the continent. And love sparks.
Far preferable to the next movie they did, romantic comedy, which was
You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Same couple, almost the same premise. You know. Sleepless in Seattle was the better choice, and I'm glad that's the one you guys at the theater made. Some special screenings available to us this holiday period.
Yes, we have our midnight series continues at the State. We're playing Space Jam on Saturday, November 17th.
The cartoon with Michael Jordan
and Bugs Bunny, the one and only. And if you haven't seen Museo yet, that is the Spanish language film with Gael Garcia Bernal. That is a film about the largest heist in Mexican history. You can catch that. It's playing until Friday, November 16th. And then our Electric Shadows film series presented by the Confucius Institute continues at the State Theater Sunday, November 18th. And that is a documentary about the human refugee crisis from filmmaker Ai Weiwei.
Yeah.
And that is free and open to the public.
That's great.
So that's 4 o'clock Sunday at the State. And then our Ingmar Bergman series continues on November 20th, next Tuesday, with Autumn Sonata. And that is...
It's hard to believe. It's been 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. And Autumn Sonata is the last film appearance of Ingrid Bergman.
Well, there you go. Certainly some good choices there. Now, some movies that have already been playing but remain popular. It's why they're still around. Mm-hmm. Beautiful Boy among them.
Yes. Beautiful Boy stars Timothée Chalamet, who was in the previous year's Call Me By Your Name, and he's running for another Oscar campaign along with Steve Carell. Another heartbreaking but very uplifting story about addiction and relapse in family.
Tea with Dames, Dame Maggie Smith and Dame Judi Dench among them, sitting and talking about their lives and what it's like to have gone through their process and to get to where they are.
Right.
has to be amazing.
It's so enjoyable. It just feels nice to sit down with them as they talk about their lives.
And others that are still available to you downtown, Can You Ever Forgive Me with Melissa McCarthy. Mm-hmm. You have the documentary film Free Solo, which I understand is one of the most stunning visual films.
It's very visual and very thrilling.
You're right. Hanging from the side of a mountain with exactly. No ropes. That's about as thrilling as it gets for me. Way too thrilling for me. And A Star Is Born is still playing. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga both getting some Oscar talk for their performances in that film. At the Multiplex, we're looking at Widows, which has an absolutely stellar cast.
It is. It's pretty incredible, and that's from director Steve McQueen, who directed 12 Years a Slave.
I still can't hear that name without thinking about the Steve McQueen of my generation. Yeah.
And then a screenplay written by Gillian Flynn, who wrote Gone Girl.
Which was awesome.
Which was great. And cast Liam Neeson, Colin Farrell, Robert Duvall, Daniel Kaluuya, Lucas Haas, Brian Tyree Henry. And it's supposed to be thrilling, and I can't wait to see it myself.
Essentially, a story of four women with nothing in common except a debt left behind by their dead husband's criminal activities. How do they negotiate that? You're going to find out. Widows, highly recommended. Why don't you make that one of the ones you want to see this week? Nick, thank you so much for the time. I do appreciate it. Always a pleasure when you fill in.
Thank you so much for having me here, David.
That is Nick Alderink. He is a digital media specialist at the Michigan Theater, filling in for Russ Collins, who will return next week, pre-Thanksgiving. So we'll look forward to that. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.